you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade, or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well met, fellow adventurers. We are back to playing with Sir Croakington. And while I was away, between the last episode, we've had a GM journal update. I've already read it myself, so I won't be able to react like it's completely new, but I'm going to read it now. This is from the 10th of March, 2024, at 11:07 a.m. EDT time zone. I don't know what that stands for since I don't live there. I don't know. If you live there, you know what it is. It's been too long since my last posting, but please know that work on the new content, Sapphomore related and otherwise, is continuing and nearing completion. Some big changes, all good, are in store for Swift's Adventures with the release of the new content, including a new and more robust adventuring and exploration system, refined and modified game mechanics, and a massive amount of new content. The release of the Zarfmore expansion will effectively signal the dawn of version 2.0 of Swift and will have a profound impact on the known game world. I promise to post more frequently in this journal to keep everyone updated on what's going on. I had no doubt, Matthew, you were working on this. I presume you never reached a stage where you could say, oh yeah, this is something I can post about now. To that end, please know that at some point in the next couple of weeks, the Swift Swerther will be going offline for an upgrade, which will replace the existing server with a new and faster one. Ooh, good for everybody. An announcement that will be made prior to the server going offline. Now, if I know the GM, it will probably be offline for only a few minutes. Which is a lot better than what you get on most other MMO games, where it gets turned off every week for hours. And it always just happens that these hours are the hours that I want to play, but admittedly, I'm outside of the main time zone, so I guess that for the main players, we either work or sleep at that time. But anyway, following the upgrade, the required updates for the new content will be going live for testing. This will include a couple of specially designed test scenarios that players can opt in to test out with their adventurers. And we will! I will be recording this, and we can all, and we'll all see it together. And you, if you're not already got an account, set one up and find out for yourself. My sincere apologies for the lack of updates. I will do better. Hope you're doing well. Yeah, well, I am, Matthew. Okay, now, I hope everyone's all hyped about that. Now let's go to the Lakeshore Tavern, which is in the Thane Vale, near the Winter Eye Lake. Where we fought a serpent a while back. Visit the Lakeshore Tavern. Chucked into a broad forested hollow, snug against the western edge of Winter Eye Lake. The Lakeshore Tavern, owned and operated by the famous adventurer Slavania, boasts a well-earned reputation as a favourite haunt among adventurers. The clean, welcoming establishment is housed in an imposing structure of rough-hewn timber and fitted stone blocks. Its steeply angled roof, nearly even with the tops of surrounding hardwood jocks. Oh, I had a dot on my screen, so I thought there was punctuation. A large window set into the tavern's eastern side, directly above its front door, overlooks a well-tended garden that sprawls out to meet the sandy shore of the Great Lake. A towering monument to Savania stands in a forest clearing not far to the northeast. Alright, I will start by visiting the monument. There's a chance to die there, so I'm going to go to Talonus and save first. Alright, now let's visit the monument. Thane Vale, Winter Eye Lake, Lakeshore Tavern. Visit Sylvania's monument. You're moving along a wide, well-trodden path that runs between a thick swath of forest, separating the Lakeshore Tavern from a large stony clearing. The clearing is the site of a towering monument honouring Sylvania, the illustrious adventurer and owner of the Lakeshore Tavern. From here, you can just make out the very top of the monument, far above the top of the distant trees, make my way to the clearing. The far end of this broad, stony clearing, casting its long shadow over the uneven ground, stands a towering monument honouring the great adventurer Sylvania, a massive statue whose upper reaches attain a truly awe-inspiring height. Rows of colourful flowers, including several rare varieties of rose, surrounds the ornate stone base atop which the giant sculpture is perched. Alright, well, Sir Croakington is going to stop for a bit and sniff those roses. Alright, do sniff the roses. She's done that now. Approach the monument. Standing at the base of the monument, you gaze up at the near-perfect sculpted likeness of one of the age's legendary adventurers, marvelling at the master craftsmanship employed to create such a magnificent and imposing landmark. Sylvania, her long, flowing hair entwined with the folds of a lengthy robe that reach her boot-clad feet, stares up at the sky with a somewhat vacant expression. A plethora of engraved stars of various sizes, each bordered by a band of silver metal, adorn her robes. The master adventurer's right hand clutches a thick, closed tome, and her left hand grasps the hilt of a longsword, its fearsome blade etched with arcane ruins. A sense of awe washes over you as you behold the monument, recalling the many heroic deeds of which Slavania earned her fame. Alright, there's an inscription at the base of the monument. The inscription, carved along the bottom edge of one of the massive stone blocks supporting the towering statue, seems to cryptically refer to a reward for anyone able to scale the 150-foot monument. Glancing up at the dizzying heights to which your statue soars, you begin to consider the very notion of such a climb to border on madness. Well, yes, it is. But we'll do it anyway. Attempt to climb the monument. Climbing the square base of the monument proves relatively simple. And after only a couple of minutes, you stand at the foot of the towering statue. Staring upward, you carefully contemplate the perilous endeavour you're about to undertake. The dangerous ascent will be just over 150 feet. So, I can do the sensible thing. You know, the thing that doesn't place your life at risk for no reason. And think better with it and return to the ground. Or you could do the heroic thing and do dangerous things for no particular reason and begin the climb. So begin the climb. Single-minded purpose. You cast aside a small handful of nagging doubts. There they are. That's the doubts cast aside. And begin the daunting climb up the towering statue. Right. Only 15 feet into the climb, you're already beginning to feel fatigued. The statue's smooth surface offers only scattered footholds and handholds, making every movement a struggle. Well, if Sir Croakington ever gets a statue, hers will be a lot easier to climb because she's very, very warty and thus lots and lots of handholds. Alright, now picking a number. Bonus of 59. 15 from agility, 15 from body, 10 from spirit, and 19 from thievery. You got to get 60 or more, which means I cannot fail this check. Has this been changed? I'm pretty sure before I did this, there was a chance of failure. Oh well, maybe it'll get more difficult later. Pick now. 73, success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the urge to look down as you make your perilous ascent. Just over 30 feet above the base, you begin to move laterally across the front of the statue as you search for any nook or crevice to allow you to pull yourself higher. Picking a number, bonus of 59, now you got at 65, pick now. 135, success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface. You claw your way higher, resisting the urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. You're almost 50 feet into your climb. A quick dance glance, something you swore to yourself you wouldn't do, reveals the dangerous spot you're in. Not certain you could even climb down from here, you press on, your hands seeking your next hold as you continue your brazen descent. Picking a number, bonus of 59, from same as last time, now you got to get 70, pick now. 88, success. Struggling to retain your grip on the statue's smooth angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the urge to look down as you make your perilous ascent. At 60 feet, you begin to question the wisdom of attempting to make the climb. Because from this height on, if you fall, you die. A fall from this height would almost certainly prove fatal. Something you try to push from your mind as you struggle to ward off your growing fatigue. Ultimately, undeterred, you continue upward. Picking a number, bonus 59, got to get 75 or more, pick now. 142, success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make your perilous ascent. Looking up, without daring to look down, you estimate you're halfway up the monument, perhaps close to 80 feet above its base. Your calculation does little to ease your mind. Hoping that your fingers hold out, you seek your next handhold while pausing to catch your breath and ease the burn in your muscles. Picking a number, bonus 59, success 75, pick now. 157, success. I guess Sir Croakin is being very good at climbing. Struggling to retain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make your perilous ascent. A quick upward glance reveals you're nearing the neck and shoulder region of the statue. Through the observation, it seems to only increase your tension, realizing the odd, precipitous angles of the sculptured stone won't provide you with any safe spot in which to rest. Well, they might provide Sir Croakington with a safe spot to rest because she is very small. But I think, as a matter of fairness, she's not considering it. You press on, cursing under your breath, as your hand scours the smooth stone for its next hold. Picking a number, 59, bonus, success 75, pick now, 88, success. That's about the closest we've got. Got to failure. To failure this round, this climbing. Struggling to retain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. Having just surpassed what you surmise to be 100-foot mark of your climb, you can't help but smile when you consider the reaction of anyone who might, at this very moment, be witnessing your daring ascent. Your movement is short-lived, however, as you promptly refocus on the task at hand. The task requires your full attention. Picking a number, bonus 59, success 75, pick now, 110, success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. Angling yourself around the base of the statue's neck, looking for a way to pull yourself up and onto the side of the head. You risk a downward glance. From this height, you can make out only the very vaguest details of the monument's base and the ground far below. Vowing not to again look down till you reach the top, you resume your climb, picking a number. Bonus to 59. 15 from agility, 15 from body, 10 from spirit, 19 from agility. Yep, 19 from, yeah, it's the same as before. Success 75, pick now. 108, success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. Gasping, with sweat streaming down your face, you look up and realise you're within just a few feet of the top of the statue's head. Taking care not to let your elation temper your diligence, you return to concentrating on the task immediately at hand, the safe completion of the last dozen feet of your climb. Picking a number, bonus 59, success 75. Alright, it does look like the numbers have been lowered since they updated the requirements to win have been lowered a bit since the wiki for this was made. Because in the wiki there you need to roll 80s and I've only seen 75. Pick now. 159, success. Struggling to maintain your grip on the statue's smooth, angular surface, you claw your way higher, resisting the nagging urge to look down as you make the perilous ascent. 64, experience to general, bathed in sweat and with your limbs aching. You haul yourself over the angled edge of the statue's head and come to rest atop Savari's ointment. After lying on your back for nearly a minute, and staring up at the sky as you recover from the arduous climb, you return to your feet and survey the impressive view afforded by your lofty vantage. From your perch atop the statue's head, just over 150 feet above the ground, you can see for a dozen miles in all directions. The colourful landscape mosaic stretches to the horizon, forging a scene of true beauty that both inspires and exhilarates. Far below, a thick bank of grey fog rolls across the dark surface of Winterwire Lake. At the edge of the lake, in a broad forested hollow, you can just make out the angular roof of Lakeshore Tavern, where we will be going very soon. As you warily make your way around the statue's broad head, taking care not to place your feet too close to the edge, you peer down up the well. It seems more peaceful than you have ever known. Okay, but how am I going to get down? Seriously, how am I going to get down? I mean, am I going to use the power of gating? Because I just remembered that I have that. Well, I guess the reward that you get for climbing doesn't count if you use gating. Yeah, that's why it didn't occur to Sir Croakington to just gate up there. Wide on an air elemental, or I know you could probably gating conjuration wouldn't work. I mean, necromancy might work, but you'd have to do a lot of it. I mean, restoration would come in handy, but only if you messed up. Shadow magic might be able to help, because shadow magic can do almost anything. And I think we know telekinesis can help you, just psychically push your way up. Yeah, so, I mean, there are various magical ways you can get there. But as I say, there, they go against the spirit of the thing. Suddenly, alerted by movement to your left, you whip your head in that direction and are startled to find a tall man clad in a green tunic and grey cape standing only a few feet away. A wide-brimmed leather hat covers his head, casting a deep shadow that largely obscures his slender face. "I wouldn't make any sort of habit of climbing these things," he says, folding his arms. "I don't particularly like to have to clean up after a climb goes awry, if you would follow. I suppose that's not an altogether pleasant notion, so I beg your forgiveness." The stranger tosses a small cloth pouch in which you discover a tiny Waven Bone cube view. This small Waven Bone cube was given to you by the hatted stranger you met after successfully scaling the towering statue of a legendary adventurer. You're not yet certain of its purpose, though you were told that by collecting enough of these, something quite extraordinary would happen. Whatever that is, it's not in game yet. But I'm sure when it is in game, it will be quite extraordinary. Keep that safe. Not the pouch, mind you, the cube. If you've managed to collect enough of those, something quite extraordinary will result from it. You immediately inquire about the something quite extraordinary, but the man shrugs in response. "I don't know any more about it," he says. "I suppose that would be because no one has yet collected enough of those little cubes. You're on your way with them, though. And that's 64 XP to general again." Alright. So, is this my first tiny Waven Bone cube? Yep, this is the first of them. You get a tiny Waven Bone cube for each of the statues you climb. And there are... Well, I'm not sure how many. Tiny Waven Bone cube. Okay. Looking at the wiki, there's one... 1, 2, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9. Okay, there's 9 cubes you can get. And these do unlock the humming hole at Hawklaw. But apparently it's unlocked whether or not you actually got the cubes. Because we've already done that. Anyhow. You're on your way. And there's 60 Volk Speed, General. The stranger waves his hand at a blowing glue glyph in the form of a griffin silhouette appears directly in front of your feet. Step on that and you'll be get back down in the safest possible manner, he says. You make certain to take care of yourself. For no particular reason to linger here, you bid the stranger farewell and step onto the glyph. A dazzling flash of blue light erupts from the glyph as you step onto it, causing you to instinctively close your eyes to protect them from the intensity of the glow. Only a split second later, when your eyes spring open, discover you are once again standing on the ground next to the base of the monument. Alright, let's move away from here now before I'm tempted to climb it again. Because you don't get anything for climbing it again, other than the chance of dying horribly. Move away from the monument. Make your way out of the clearing, back to the tavern. Alright, let's enter the tavern. As you draw up to the front door, you suddenly become aware of a figure lurking in the trees just to the right of the tavern. The figure steps clearly into view and is revealed to be a middle-aged woman clad in what appears to be a silvery suit of thin scale armour. A raised triangle of metal, into which is set a sparkling blue stone, is affixed to the armour's breastplate. A woman, her face lined with concern, beckons for you to approach. With curiosity momentarily outweighing your natural cautious tendencies, you warily make your way over to her. When you are within a few feet of the woman, she smiles, for the expression seems awkward, and forms a triangle sign with her hand. She then places her white index and middle fingers on the sparkling blue stone set into breastplate and speaks in a hushed tone. "Can you help me?" she says, the agitation evident in her voice. "Is this Kafusi? Are you a Quetuag?" The odd question catches you off guard. You've never heard of either of the names he mentions. When you respond in negative to both inquiries, she again forms a triangle with her hands and nods. "Then this must be the place known as Swift," she says, placing two fingers back on her blue stone. "I feared this would happen. I'm in the wrong place. I'm here too early. Or perhaps too late. I can no longer be certain." Okay, I think this is Zathawukian stuff going on with time being weird. Keeping her fingers pressed against the blue stone, she begins speaking rapidly until she nearly runs out of breath, telling you a wild tale about travel out of time through a strange, bewildering dimension, which you discern to be the Nevern as well, part of it, and a desperate quest to deliver something of great importance to someone in a world known as Cathalsea. "My travels have again been thwarted," she says, a bitter edge to her voice. "The Timeless One seems all, even if not with his own eyes. He, that being, bends that which he cannot break, and winds back that which he cannot outright change. He is forever, for time observes him not. I should have known better than to think I had him fooled." For a brief moment, her fingers slip off the stone, and her words immediately twist into an unintelligible garble of sound. She quickly replaces them, and her speech again becomes clear to you, though its countenance seems slightly skewed. "I'm running out of time," she says. "Please, I must go. You need to forget that you've seen me, and I'm sorry for any talk. Please, turn away. I need to go, and you must not watch." You put forth a slew of questions to the woman, desiring to know more about all that she's just revealed, but she removes her fingers from the blue stone and turns away. Suddenly, she turns back and reaches out, grasping your left hand. She gently turns your hand over and presses into your palm a small, thin square of silver. All right, we have an engraved silver square. You have no idea how this thin square of engraved silver came to be into your possession, but you have a strong desire to keep and protect it. Numerous intricate engravings cover the surface of the silver square, and the curious sequence of dots adorns its edges. "Keep this with you," she says, pressing her fingers into the blue stone set into her armour. "I've just learned that you're to have it. It is, at present, quite meaningless, but will, all at once, be everything. We will meet again, though neither of us will remember this meeting. This piece I've just given you will, unfailingly, serve to remind us. You may now observe my departure. It no longer matters." She removes her fingers from the stone and takes several steps back. Standing several yards away, the woman forms a triangle with her hands beneath her chin and closes her eyes. Almost instantly, a blinding column of silver light erupts from the ground at her feet and streaks into the sky, a dazzling glow completely obscuring her form. A split second later, the light abruptly vanishes, and there's no longer any of sign. You can't seem to recall who or what it was that just disappeared. A sudden jolt brings your thoughts back into focus, so you can't seem to figure out why it is you're standing amidst the trees on the side of the tavern. Something tells you that all is not white, and never again will be so. But it's nothing you seem capable of bringing to mind. Bewildered and somewhat alarmed by the suspected lapse in your memory, you turn and slowly make your way back to the tavern's front door. Pausing before the tall, reinforced maple slab, you glance back in the direction from which you've just come for several long moments before pushing open the door and stepping inside. The scent of freshly brewed pale ale, the soothing murmur of mingled conversation, and the crisp crackle of a well-tended fire permeates the main hall of the Lakeshore Tavern. The hall, a cavernous chamber of soaring beams and intricate stonework, is dominated at one end by a large fireplace flanked by long wooden benches. We've got an observation link. The letters V, W and K are etched onto the lower white corners of the plaque. Wait, does that mean Sylvania is VWK? Maybe.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Numerous small tables are scattered throughout the place, each surrounded by plush, inviting armchairs. A large painting hangs above the fireplace. At the far end of the hall, a towering window looks out over the lush garden of flowers and the sprawling, frigid deep of Winterwire Lake. The tavern keeper, an affable woman named Alorna, oversees Lakeshore in the absence of Sylvania, the establishment's celebrated owner. Alright, there's a lot of things to do here, so we'll just do them in the list they are. Move over to the fireplace. The fireplace, situated at the far end of the hall, opposite the window that overlooks the lake, is an imposing piece of stonework, around which are scattered several tables and chairs. Centred above the ornate mahogany mantel is a large painting that depicts Winterby Lake and the sprawling forest that run up to its shimmering edges. Alright, look, observation link. The painting is an exceptional work of art that expertly captures the colours and contours of the lake and the rugged beauty of the surrounding wilds. A small S is etched into the lower white corner of the picture, perhaps providing a clue to the artist responsible for the picture. Although you've yet to have it confirmed, you've heard a rumour suggesting the tavern's owner, the famed adventurer Sylvania, is the creator of the painting. You note, with no small degree of curiosity, a long shadow stroked beneath the surface of the lake on the white side of the piece. Is that a clue? The blaze within the fireplaces dances wildly, its bed of glowing coals radiating a gentle, permeating warmth. Relax near the fire. Seated in a chair near the fireplace, you settle in and observe the sights and sounds of the crowded cavern hall while relaxing, picking a number, random number 1 to 100, pick now, 7. A young woman passing by suddenly stops, nods at you and continues on your way. Continue relaxing. Suddenly. You glance down at the spot somewhere lying on the floor at the foot of your chair. A close examination reveals the something to be a stack of free adventure tokens, which you promptly acquire. How the valuable currency got here is certainly puzzling. You're sure it wasn't there just a moment ago? You immediately glance around your surroundings, but notice nothing that you would deem suspicious. Time to continue relaxing. Alright, picking a number. 34. You just happen to overhear a captivating discussion between a shrine, a bowl and a bucket. As the exchange shifts to less interesting topics, you turn your attention away. Continue relaxing. 81. You overhear multiple conversations and note several interesting interactions. Though the overall importance of the conversation seems to be continue relaxing. 65, that's a nothing message. A sobering conversation involving a griffin, a windmill, a rope, a soldier and a stag. Right, pick now. 60. Conversation focused on a crow, a helm and a flagon. And 42, centred upon a beggar and a thief. 5, you overhear two men discussing somewhat comical antics of a drunken coach driver. Continue relaxing. Alright, keep going. 21, comical story involving a waif, a feast, a shoe and a thief. Several interesting conversations. A woman strolling past slips a bulging corn purse into the inside pocket of her cloth vest. Continue relaxing. Suddenly, you glance down at the spot and spot something lying on the floor at your feet. A close examination reveals the something to be a stack of 3 adventurer tokens, which you promptly acquire. How the valuable currency got here was certainly puzzling. You're sure it wasn't there just a moment ago. You immediately gaze about at your surroundings, but notice nothing you would deem suspicious. Continue relaxing. 73, a seer, an inn, a boat, an artifact. 19, a bow, a lizard, a meadow, and a debt. Multiple conversations. 48, intriguing bit of talk involving a firefly, a squire, and an ogre. Alright, over here, a sinister chat exchange focused on a secret and an ogre. That was 93. 79, unsettling bit of talk centered upon a shovel, a snake, a broom, and a horse. 11, a man strolling past slips a bulging coin purse into the inside pocket of his cloth vest. Continue relaxing. We've just seen that one. 97. 96. Spirited conversation about a lever, a bandit, and a hero. An engrossing bit of talk concerning a tapestry, a woodsman, and a lock. Over here, a pleasant debate focused on a lizard, a valley, a shrine, and a relic. You're over here, an unsettling yarn about a boulder, a fire, a plague, and a mushroom. You're over here, a horrific noise centered upon a noise, a beast, and an inn. Could this be this inn? And is the beast in the basement of this inn? And is the beast something we're going to have to fight? Maybe, but it's randomly generated, so it doesn't mean anything. Continue relaxing. A young man passing by suddenly stops, winks at you, then continues on his way. Suddenly. You suddenly glance down and spot something lying on the floor at the foot of your chair. A close examination reveals the something to be a stack of free adventurer tokens, which you promptly acquire. Alright, that's another 3, that's 9 so far. How the valuable currency got here is certainly puzzling. You're sure it wasn't there just a moment ago? You immediately glance about your surroundings, but notice nothing you would deem suspicious. Okay, keep picking numbers. A pleasant discussion concerning a cow, a luke, a loot, a fable, and an adventurer. Multiple conversations. A hail of curses overwhelms from near the flick-tack flab, which we will see soon, probably in the next episode or maybe the one after. The profane outburst is quickly followed by a loud apology. Occupying, alright, while relaxing. 69, over here at a pleasant exchange involving an owl, a mace, and a sorcerer. Dubious several conversations. A young woman suddenly stops, nods at you, and then continues on her way. Multiple conversations. You overhear an angry discussion focused on a bear, an ogre, and a seer. You happen to overhear a comical bit of talk centered upon an island and a bat. Yes, maybe it was Tolaf the Batlord having a holiday. As the exchange shifts to less interesting subjects, you turn your attention elsewhere. You happen to overhear a comical yarn centered upon a dog and a glove. Fascinating sail set upon an amulet, a fog, and a vine. Dark discussion centered upon a forest and a theft. Happen to overhear a lively conversation involving a stick, a wake, and a shoe. You happen to overhear a pleasant tale focused on a crown and a mace. 66. You happen to overhear a loud bit of talk centered upon a warlock, a theft, a lantern, and a wagon. You overhear multiple conversations. Happens to overhear here. A fascinating debate regarding a badger, a dog, a fire, and a noise. Multiple conversations. Overhear a comical yarn involving a village, a wing, and a grasshopper. What could it be? Well, maybe you can make something up. And tell me in the comments if you're on one of those things that allows comments. And if you're not, just make something up on the Discord. You overhear a sobering conversation involving a curse and a seamstress. Anyway, I happen to know that there are 24 adventurer tokens that you can get by just repeatedly sitting in front of this fire. So I'll just keep doing this. Overhear a sobering tale involving a shadow, a frog, a mushroom, and a toad. Humorous conversation. Discussion involving a grasshopper and a ritual. Hushed a yarn about a wok and a woodcutter. Multiple conversations. A moth flutters past your face and swiftly rises until it disappears among the rafters overhead. Continue relaxing. Suddenly, you suddenly glance down and spot something lying on the floor at the foot of your chair. A closer examination reveals something to be a stack of 3 adventurer tokens, which you promptly acquire. How the valuable currency got here was certainly puzzling. You're sure it wasn't here just a moment ago? You immediately glaze around your surroundings, but notice nothing you would deem suspicious. Okay, I've now found half of the adventurer tokens that you can find just by repeatedly sitting in front of the fire. This is probably one of those things that goes a lot quicker if you're willing to just spam click and not read. But then you do miss the unique events that happen for numbers 1 to 17. 44. 76. A horrific exchange involving a stump, a church, a turtle, and a shadow. Ooh, what could this be? What could it be? Dark conversation involving a wagon, a blade, and a potion. A somber discussion involving a burglar, a wok, an arrow, and a crow. A loud argument erupts from somewhere on the far side of the hall, only to end in Walker's laughter a few moments later. Continue relaxing. This is as suddenly. You glance down and spot something lying on the floor at the foot of your chair. A close examination reveals something to be a stack of 3 adventure tokens, which you promptly acquire. Alright, so I'm now up to 253 adventure tokens, so I've gained 15 so far. Yeah. How the valuable currency got here was certainly puzzling. You're sure it wasn't there just a moment ago. You immediately glaze about your surroundings, but notice nothing redeems spirits. Continue relaxing. 44. I'm going to be skipping over these until we get to something new. Multiple conversations. Over here, a hushed debate involving a trek, a mill, a bridge, and a wing. 48. A comical exchange involving a wake and a murder. Engrossing conversation concerning a knight, a rope, a ritual, and a helm. A man walking near to where you're seated is singing the praises of the tavern's soothing song. Paleo, continue relaxing. That's a unique message, but no adventure tokens for that one. There's only 8 of them offer adventure tokens. Relaxing. 99. 59. A fascinating conversation involving a stick and a pig. 15. A glowing cinder is ejected from the fire with a loud pop and lands on the floor. A man seated nearby quickly kicks the red hot clinker back into the fireplace. Suddenly, you glance down and spot something lying on the floor at the foot of your chair. A closer examination reveals the something to be a stack of free adventurer tokens, which you promptly acquire. How the valuable currency got there is certainly puzzling. You saw it wasn't there just a moment ago. You immediately gaze about the surroundings, but notice nothing that you would deem suspicious. Let's continue relaxing. We've still got two more stacks of venture tokens to find. There's 51. A lively bit of talk about a chest, a hero and a beast. 10. Hail of curses from the Flick Tap slab once again. You can get these events multiple times. Yeah, multiple conversations. Soothing Song Paleo, 29. Let's just keep going. You overhear an intriguing conversation involving a wing and a scroll. Comical exchange involving a flagon and a squire. Another hail of curses from over near the Flick Tap slab. Ugh, must be having some pretty intense competition round about now. The profane outburst is quickly followed by a loud apology. Continue relaxing. Sing you about the soothing song paleo again. Must be some really nice paleo. I'll be sure to have that when we get on the next episode, I guess, when we get round to going through all the things we can eat here. More conversations. Fascinating yarn about a tapestry, a soldier, and a woodsman. Hushed yarn concerning a tower, a hawk, a mountain, and an apple. 70. Intriguing debate about a kettle, a swamp, a boat, and an axe. There's another car. A woman seated by is in conversation with several others about a recent slew of murders in Mixborough. That's 13. That's one of the unique messages which only turns up for one number. Continue relaxing. 59. 24. 18. 13. About the recent slew of murders in Mixborough. I guess they're the hot gossip now. Unpleasant tale involving a meadow, a bow, and an enchantress. Interesting discussion about a seer, a lock, a prowler, and a potion. Captivating yarn involving a stoat, a snake, and a lizard. Presumably, they become best friends and go on an adventure together. Yes, that's what they do. The stoat, the snake, and the lizard. And they all learn about each other's respective cultures and all become better, more tolerant people at the end of it. Or something like that. More conversations. Fascinating tale involving a church, a shrine, a lizard, and a windmill. Just happened to overhear a pleasant sales tale centered around a badger, a cat, a shadow, and a bucket. Interesting bit of talk concerning a cooper, and a bridge. Multiple conversations. A young man passing by suddenly stops, winks at you, continues away. We've heard that one before. Live bit of talk centered around a mandolin, an axe, a bow, and a drum. Conversations. Another hail of curses from the Flick Tap slab. An old woman bumps into you while passing close to where you're seated. Suddenly, you glance down and spot something lying on the floor at your chair. A closer examination reveals something to be a stack of 3 adventurer tokens, which you promptly acquire. How the valuable currency got here is certainly puzzling. You're sure it wasn't there just a moment ago? You immediately glaze around at your surroundings, but notice nothing you would deem suspicious. Okay, just one more adventure token find to find, and then we'll have found all the adventure tokens that can be found by just sitting by the fire repeatedly. Alright, keep going. Not even reading the stuff. Engrossing exchange involving a legend, a shovel and a woodsman. Intriguing discussion involving a pig, a mask, enchantment and a fable. Fascinating debate involving a glove and a beggar. An unsettling exchange involving a crown and a chicken. How could they be together? An interesting exchange concerning a forest, an adventurer, a witch, and a jewel. Humorous conversation about a meadow, an adventurer, a dagger, and a lizard. More conversations. Comical bit of talk concerning a horse and a beast. A loud argument erupts from somewhere on the far side of the hall, only to end in Walker's laughter a few moments later. We've had that one before. Sinister bit of talk. Falling a flood. Chicken, a book, and a bucket. Alright. Intriguing conversation involving an artifact, a lock, and a snake. Over here, an interesting story focused on an arrow and a dragon. Dark tale focused on a pig and a flea. Ooh, what could be... How could that be dark? Oh, who knows? Did the flea bite the pig and turn it into an evil genius pig? Or something like that. Captivating story about a glove, an adventure and a wizard. You overhear someone speaking in an unflattering manner about Zoom and the battlegrounds. Oh dear. No, I shall let that slide. Continue relaxing. Okay, we've not seen that before, but it's not one of the ones that gives you ATs. Lively bit of talk about a journey and a stoat. Interesting debate involving a drum and a wand. Bonus bit of talk concerning an island, a bow and a feast. Humorous discussion focused on our tapestry. We could find the last 3 at any time. A lively, cheerful song suddenly bursts out of a small group gathered on the far side of the hall. Continue relaxing. Nope, that wasn't one. Not the one we're looking for anyway. Young woman, you obviously heard that before. You overhear an older man complaining about an ache in his leg and blaming the pain on a recent spate of bad leather. Continue relaxing. Nope, that's not a new one. Well, not one that gives you adventure tokens anyway. Keep going. I'm just clicking through now. They are randomly generated, so you might get something interesting. Talking about Zulu's battlegrounds again. Flick tap slab. Quiet yarn about something. Lively debate focused on a worm, a mushroom, and a scroll. Sobering debate involving an axe, a waif, and a spear. A loud bit of talk about a boot, a boat, a mandolin, and a stump. A man strolling past slips a bulging cloth purse inside pocket of his cloth vest. read that before. Unpleasant story involving a feast, a fire and a mace. Comical bit about a talk. Talk about a frog, a journey and a lizard. Over here an unpleasant yarn set upon a legend, a stoke, a lock and a bee. A dark story involving a black fist, a blacksmith, a flea, a lamb and a firefly. Glowing cinder is ejected, then kicked back. Battlegrounds. A captivating story centred upon a stoat, a goblin, a lizard and a trek. Alright. I guess, do they all have to team up? Team up to return something that was lost? Keep going. A young man passing by suddenly stops, winks as he continues on his way. Murders in Mugsborough. Spirit is such and scattered on a chicken in a boulder. Singing about the soothing song Paleo. A pleasant bit of talk focused on a cat, a hero and a fire. Presumably, the hero rescued the cat from the fire. I mean, that's the obvious thing. I don't think we've actually ever rescued any cats in this game. I mean, we've been rescued from a cat in the Underfoot adventure, but, well, I guess it's just never turned up. We've rescued a dog, but not a cat. Equipped a bucket, a hawk and a vine. Sobering yarn about a bucket, a cooper and a meadow. Sobering discussion focused on a bee and a sorceress. What did the sorceress do to the bee? Whatever it is, it's quite sobering. Loud debate focused on a prowler, broom and a wellick. Comical discussion about a cat and a toad. Is the toad me? So Croakington? Could be. Because after all, I do have a... This might be about that time I fought Candles the cat. After I was shrunk down even tinier than usual. Turn your attention elsewhere. A spirited tale focused on a mountain, a griffin, a sorceress and a shoe. You overhear a group of people, this is number one, you overhear a group of people seated nearby, lamenting the danger, the plagues, many of the woes, passing through the remote rounds of the continue relaxing. You suddenly glance down and spot something lying on the floor at the foot of your chair. A close examination reveals the something to be a stack of free adventurer tokens which you promptly acquire. Alright, that brings me up to 262 adventurer tokens, which means I found 24 adventurer tokens, which means I found all the adventurer tokens you get from just repeatedly sitting around here. Which is the quickest way to get adventure tokens in the game. But not the most exciting. Even though there is quite a lot of variety here. And if you pay attention to the randomly generated stories and let them inspire you, there's certainly some fun to be had here. How the valuable currency got there is certainly puzzling. You sure it wasn't there just a moment ago? You immediately glaze around your surroundings, but notice nothing you were being suspicious. Okay, move away from the fireplace. Okay, we've now... Okay, next up we'll have... Alright, we've passed an hour. So that's enough for today. Next time, we'll be looking at a painting and then just... And then ordering some food and drink, talking to the tavern keeper, maybe investigating the door that stands ajar, Flick Tap will probably be the episode after that, because there's a lot to do here. I leave the tavern. Let's go to a safe area. Once I can remember how to get there. Southern Tysia, Southeast Tysia, Groudok. Okay, save. So next episode, we'll be back to exploring the Lakeshore Tavern next to Winter Isle Lake, where there will be, there's adventures to do, there's things to find, there's food and drink to enjoy, lots of stuff to do. But until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.